preparing for an M&A transaction. And the moderator is Rob Stoffoletta, who is a partner in the Corporate and Securities Group at Wilson Sonsini in Austin. Rob works with private and public technology, life sciences, and emerging growth companies, as well as investment banks and venture capital and private equity funds. During his time at the firm, he has gained extensive experience with public offerings, mergers and acquisitions, venture capital and private equity financings, and startup company representation. And joining Rob are Kelly Booth and Matt Cautero. Kelly, find the special notes here, is a solo practitioner at KDB Legal Services. For more than 6 years, she has supported several small companies as a de facto general counsel and trusted advisor to their respective management teams by advising on day-to-day matters and special projects. Before opening her own firm, Kelly was the assistant GC of a global public company where she was head of legal for the businesses in Europe and Asia and responsible for supporting the commercial organization on a global basis. Matt currently leads Bank of America's investment banking coverage out of Austin. He has over 15 years of experience in sell-side and buy-side M&A, as well as other strategic advisory mandates spanning the equity and debt capital markets, and has completed numerous transactions with public companies, private equity groups, and privately held companies, including high-growth, founder, family-owned businesses. Rob?
Great. Thank you very much. So the topics that we're going to cover today are, first of all, preparing for an M&A event. Kelly's going to kind of lead this discussion, focusing on the in-house perspective, and then Matt and I will chime in as needed. The second topic is we're going to talk about using an investment bank in an M&A transaction, and also review some of the key terms of the banking engagement letter. And Matt and I will cover that discussion, and Kelly we'll add to it from the in-house perspective. And then if we have time, we'll go over some of the key terms of a letter of intent and a non-disclosure agreement. So with that, we'll turn it over to Kelly.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, as Sean said, or as Rob said, I'm here to provide the in-house perspective. Some of you may work for large organizations that have an M&A department. Some of you may be the only lawyer in the organization and will be faced with advising your management team on an M&A transaction. So I'm going to focus a little bit more on those of you that don't necessarily have a lot of experience in the M&A front and really getting ready before you're going to engage these service partners. There's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes as in-house counsel. So your board has decided to sell the company. Now what? You know, what happens next? One of the first things you're going to want to determine is what kind of process do we want to run? Do we want to have a formal auction process where you go out and solicit bids from a number of potential buyers? Or do you want to strategically approach one potential buyer that you think would be really interested in purchasing your company? There are advantages and disadvantages to either one. Presumably, in an auction process, it's going to be hopefully competitive, that you would have multiple potential bidders, which theoretically should result in a higher sales price. It also might be more expensive because you've got your outside counsel dealing with multiple bidders, multiple sets of attorneys, and it could be more expensive to have bankers run an auction process for you than soliciting a single potential bidder. Another advantage to the auction process is that you get to control it a little bit better in terms of timing. Again, this is theoretical. There are always exceptions, but you're going to set deadlines. You know, you want NDAs by a certain date. You want your indication of interest by a certain date. You're going to hold management presentations on a certain date. And really, the bidders are pretty good about following those deadlines because they could lose their competitive edge if they don't submit their materials on time. An auction process these days is also expected if you have a public company because it serves as a market check. Some other advantages to the single buyer, it can be quicker, again, because you're just negotiating with one potential party, and it's certainly easier to maintain confidentiality because you haven't really gone to the market and advertised and have maybe 25 NDAs out there letting people know that your company's for sale.